Look who crawled out of the pit of hell yesterday to join Richard Maddow on MSNBC to complain about Donald Trump being alive and the media not demonizing him enough. Hillary Beelzebub Clinton, who has a new memoir out today, another one. I think this is her third because she just keeps remembering these inspiring and amazing stories from her life.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. The late, great journalist Harry Evans, one time said that, journalists should, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump. His demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
They're not complaining about him. They're not attacking him. They're not demonizing him as the reincarnation of Hitler. Enough! Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here. If you're interested in seeing more truly independent analysis from an OG YouTuber who doesn't cozy up with conservative ink. CNN contributor and human Q-tip Ellie Mistel, who was like a big black power activist, says that the Democrats and the liberal media will tone down their incendiary rhetoric if Donald Trump tones down his first. It's Donald Trump's fault that they've been trying to incite some lunatic to do you know what.
Look, when you've had this kind of language about somebody be the underpinning of a campaign for years and intensely for the last several months, the only way to unwind it is for the people who've been saying it, chiefly the president and the vice president, to go on TV and say, you know what? We went too far, and what we said, honestly, is not true. The country
Scott,
will
I,
not
end. Okay, Scott, I think the Democrats will tamp down their language about Trump. The moment Trump tamps down his language about the Democrats, about immigrants, about people of color, about women, and not a moment before.
What about how many times are we going to shoot at him?
Is your argument literally that you are not under threat unless somebody directly takes a shot at you? Is that actually what you're saying?
What we're saying is for the last 8 years, the Marxist media and the communist Democrats haven't just been using analogies about fighting and war, which are very common in politics, as everybody knows. You have been specifically and incessantly targeting Donald Trump with the most incendiary political rhetoric seen in our modern era. With the sole purpose of trying to incite some lunatic to obviously do you know what. This from Politico, one of these well-funded online wastes of cyberspace. Republicans are outraged over possible assassination attempt. Well, how dare us? I guess we're just being a little too sensitive about this. This is not normal political rhetoric, which again, often uses battle and war analogies. This is an incitement to violence.
Let me tell you what our Project 2025 is. Beat the hell out of them. I mean it.
Oh, we know you mean it, all right. This from The Atlantic, one of these elitist leftist rags that I think is largely owned by Steve Jobs' widow. I'm not sure about that. Donald Trump is using another possible attempt on his life. See, some of them can't even admit the reality of what it is that they've incited some lunatics to do. Another possible attempt on his life to inflame tensions in America. It's Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump is the one that's making everybody so angry, not the liberal media, which is one more reason he should never be president again. This Clown News Network contributor is upset that the failed assassination attempts against Donald Trump are bolstering support for him.
And the reason why this is, in some ways, you said how close the election is. The problem is this is a safety issue that is being thrown into a very intense political environment in which the very fact of an assassination, a constitutional moment, because it could have impacted voters, will be used for political purposes, and that to me is just exceptionally unfortunate, because whatever your beliefs are, we do deserve to have campaigns that are not. Where violence isn't being used as either a sword or a shield.
How dare Trump supporters use these failed assassination attempts to show just how unhinged Democrats are, and as two more reasons why people should vote for Donald Trump in November. And I'm sure that this will be the last time that this crime analyst will be invited on CNN.
What does the fact that he wanted to survive say to you?
It says that he's not, he's not suicidal, apparently. He wasn't going to take his own life if he was almost being captured. Clearly, we saw that he was captured without that. And it tells me that he's probably much more politically motivated. The last shooter in Pennsylvania, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to promote him in any way, but he was clearly a guy that was looking for the notoriety of taking that shot. I would think we're going to find that this guy's extremely politically motivated and that he probably was spurred on by much of the political diatribes that are going on these days, talking about Trump, equating him to Hitler and things like that. So I don't think this is the last we'll see of crazies out there trying to do this.
Oh, it was politically motivated, all right. In fact, that's a Biden-Harris bumper sticker on the back of his truck. And since both J.D. Vance and Elon Musk have pointed out that nobody on our side is trying to do these terrible things to our opponents because we're not crazed, godless communists trying to overthrow this great republic by any means necessary. And so the liberal media is claiming that those comments are an incitement to violence. And so Elon Musk deleted a tweet just to try to appease the crazies from accusing him of calling for violence.
Richard Johnson is a lecturer in U.S. politics at Queen Mary University of London. He joins us now from Oxford. I have to start with J.D. Vance's comments. What do you make of what he just said?
I think they're very responsible. I mean, it almost sounds like it's an invitation for someone to have a shot at Kamala Harris.
So that's where we're at now. When you just point out the obvious that it's only one side engaging in these despicable, terrible, godless tactics trying to overthrow our great republic. Now the Democrats, the Marxists are saying that that's a dog whistle in order to try to incite somebody to start using the Democrats' playbook against themselves.
And I know it's popular on a lot of corners of the left to say that we have a both sides problem. And I'm not going to say we're always perfect. I'm not going to say that conservatives always get things exactly right. But you know, the big difference between conservatives and liberals is that no one has tried to kill Kamala Harris in the last couple of months. And two people now have tried to kill Donald Trump in the last couple of months. I'd say that's pretty strong evidence that the left needs to tone down the rhetoric and needs to cut this crap out. Somebody's going to get hurt by it, and it's going to destroy this country. Somebody is going to get hurt. And you think about what an incredible wound it would open up in the United States of America. All of us. And I promise I will do my part to tone down the rhetoric. But in particular, the people telling you that Donald Trump needs to be eliminated, you guys need to cut it out or you're going to get somebody hurt.
That's right, sir. We won't stoop to their level because we have facts, logic, reason, ethics, and humor on our side. Like this Babylon Bee article, which may be their best headline ever. Kamala Harris, safe and in stable condition after attempted interview. It's been a while since I've released a new t-shirt, but some things are worth the wait. Like my new Donald Trump as Neo in the Matrix shirt, which you can order from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and check it out.